I made a mistake. I screwed up. I made the wrong decision. I regret I did that. I could have, I should have, I would have done it differently if I knew better. People may say that to you. You may think it to yourself. And ultimately, it's kind of a bit silly. We can't change what we did a second ago, let alone a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, or 10 years ago. And yet a lot of us are still blaming the past. I'm this way because of my relationship breakup, because I made a wrong decision when I was 15, because I should have finished school, because I should have chosen a different partner, because my business decision was wrong. Interestingly, I don't think we can change any of that. However, what if we chose to look at what happened in the past rather than as a negative and the mistake I made, the screw up that I did, the wrong decision that I made? What if we looked at it a little bit more positively and through what I call abnormally happy glasses, my Rowena coloured glasses? Is it possible? And these are some questions that I just ask myself on a day-to-day basis, logical questions. Regardless whether I'm smart or rich or educated, can I change what I've done? Can I go with my $1 million and say I want to change that decision I made when I was 15? And of course, the answer is no. Could I move on and be smart enough to learn from my mistakes and get better because of them? And that's, I believe, a great question to ask every day. Okay, that particular decision didn't head me in the right direction, so now I know what not to do. If I ever regret something or I feel bad about something or I could have, should have, would have, I always say to myself, this is a waste of time. I can't, should have, I can't, could have, I can't, would have. I just didn't, and now I can choose to do it differently or choose to do it. If I'm scared of making mistakes, is it possible that I won't do anything? A lot of people, well, I made a mistake with a relationship, so I'm never going to fall in love again. I opened a business and it went broke, so I'm never going to do it again. I chose a career path that I thought was going to be fantastic and it didn't work out for me, so I'm going to pick some lousy, stinking, rotten job that I don't like. Is it possible that we could learn from our mistakes, learn from our decisions, and they become a fantastic thing that happened to us rather than a bad one? Is it possible that anything we do could be risky? Some people say, well, if I go out and exercise, I could get injured. But if you sit on the couch and don't do anything, you could get coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and become obese. So there's a risk attached to everything. It's just a matter of how do you want to live your life? Is it possible that we could learn and grow and get better if we don't do anything? Is it possible that the only way to get better and tougher and stronger is to put our body under pressure, to put our brain under pressure, to put our life under pressure? Because then we can say, well, I learned from that and now I'm stronger and better because of it. And regardless of what's happened to you or me, think about the very worst thing that's happened to you. And I don't do this very often, but just for a beesworthy of time, which is obviously a very short period of time, think about the worst thing that's ever happened to you in your life. Now, if you're still breathing, it obviously didn't kill you. So that great cliche quote, which I adore, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. So obviously you didn't die. So perhaps you did get stronger because of that bad experience. And is it possible that other people have had worse experiences than you? And every time I ask myself that question, I of course have to say yes. Regardless of what tough time I've ever had, someone's always had it worse than me. Now, some people fall down in a heap and they give up and their life is pretty much over because something bad happened. But are there other people who, because of that horrible, nasty, terrible, awful thing that happened to them, they've now become better, stronger, more powerful people? And of course, I have to answer yes, as you would. There are so many people that have had really tough times and become better people because of it. Is it possible that anything that's ever been achieved was ever achieved at the first go? Was somebody a top-level tennis player, a top-level elite athlete, a top-level business person, a top-level movie star in their first movie at their first tennis match? Obviously, we get better as we get going. So regardless of what our first session of anything was, and you can say, well, I was terrible and I made a mistake and I was really bad and I could have, should have, would have done it differently. But ultimately, everything that's ever been achieved wasn't achieved at the first go. It was tested, it was trialed, it was changed, it was made better. And you could say it was made better because of the first mistake. Inventors would call it a prototype. The first computer, the first plane, the first iPod, the first iPhone. Were they mistakes? Or is it possible that the updated versions that we've got now are simply better because we've learnt from the first version? So we do the first version, we say, okay, this is not good, we need to make it better. And because of that original mistake, we now have something that's even better and keeps getting better. Then there's relationships. We often blame poor relationships for the way we feel about ourselves and what happened to us. And I'm fat because, and I'm unhappy because. Is it possible, however, that a bad relationship, rather than being a mistake, was simply a great way to find out what you really want. Have you ever been in a relationship and said to yourself, well, now I know what kind of person I don't want to live with, and this is the person I do want to live with? And that's how we make great decisions. It's based on, I made this interesting choice in the past rather than a mistake, and now I know what I want for the future. Another great question people say, oh, I've got divorced or my relationship broke up. I always say congratulations, because is it possible that no happy relationship or happy marriage ever ended in a breakup or divorce? Obviously, somebody in that relationship wasn't happy, wasn't getting what they wanted. And isn't it fantastic now that both people have an opportunity to move on and find somebody that will make them happy? Is it possible that we often blame my friend treated me badly, or here's my, the worst case scenario, I found my friend in bed with my husband. Well, ultimately, that's a great thing to find out, because obviously that wasn't your friend and obviously not a very good husband. And I'm not laughing because I'm making light of it. I'm laughing because we can't change that. But what we can do is move on from it. We can say, okay, now I know that this is not the friend that I need to have in my life, and this certainly isn't the husband I want to have, so we can move on. Could all of these great experiences be a reason to learn and grow, and rather than make an excuse for not being able to love next time, use it as a reason to be even more passionate and more loving and more amazing in our next relationship, because we know exactly what we want? And is it possible to become wiser and tougher and stronger because of the tough times, rather than fall down in a heap and stay there? And I think that's a choice. Could I choose to be better, stronger, tougher, and thankful for all that happens to me? I do. Regardless, I can't change what happens. And the things that I can change, I think that's the important thing. If you can change it, don't whine about it, don't complain about it. Move on. Change it and move on. And if you can't change it, accept it. And we get to choose how we feel about things. We might not be able to change what happened, but we can certainly change how we feel about what happened. So yes, if it doesn't kill me, it makes me stronger. And if I want to be stronger, perhaps I need to put myself under pressure. I need to have tough times. Isn't life fantastic?